Are you?
Don't talk over the music in a way, Gav.
Did it already, didn't I? Literally a second on and I started talking over it.
Unbelievable.
Unprofessional.
Should we try that again?
Let's do it.
Still making noises. He's rubbing his thigh. He's quite literally rubbing his thighs against the desk with a sort of distant, sort of wistful look in his eye.
This is my normal reaction when I'm around you, Ben. Mm. This is my joy. I live every day when I'm spent in your company.
I don't think that's true, is it? Sorry, were you about to say something?
It. Done. I mean,
wow.
What?
Should be a good show. I'm looking forward to it, for one. I'm just going to fiddle with this microphone endlessly.
Yeah, you're moaning at me about rubbing my thighs, and you are non-stop fiddling with your mic.
Do you ever go to the toilet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your business, do number ones, and then when you leave the toilet, it's still coming out, and it's all soaked into your pants and your trousers, and then you sit like on the floor cross-legged, and there's a big pool, and you go and get all your boats and like reenact, you know, a perfect storm.
Yeah. No. Not since I was about four.
You hadn't seen the perfect storm when you were four. Stop lying. All right.
What?
It's the absolute peach. Some said it would never happen.
Me.
Most wished it would never happen. And yet here it is.
Back again.
It's a Christmas miracle. In a way. Hello.
Hello.
I did not ask you to speak. Starts the show, coughs during the music.
I did warn you, I am full of man flu.
You had one job, and that's come on here and be deathly silent unless spoken to. That is so much better.
I can't stay silent that long. That was hard.
Gavin's here, everybody.
Hello.
Bet you weren't expecting that, were you?
Is that slightly camp?
Everything I say is camp.
I meant me, but yeah, agreed.
Well, rubbing your thighs, you know, in some kind of furious, you know, explosion of nervous energy before the start of the show. I do feel a bit sorry for you because you're perched right on the corner there, aren't you?
Yeah, it's slightly uncomfortable. But actually, I can move one leg, hit the table, move another leg, hit the table, and swing without fear of spinning all the way around.
So it's a surprise, the absolute peach. And let's just address the elephant in the room. Joe's not here.
Harsh. Oh, right.
Why is Joe not here? Good question. I asked him what he would want me to say to the fans, and he said, just tell them I'm dead. But he effectively is dead to the fans and to me.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. But Joe has been overcome by the busyness of life, let's say, and I can kind of appreciate that. Although, you know, I've got a 3-year-old child, he hasn't, so...
You have a stressful job.
Yeah.
I don't actually know if he has, but probably not.
I don't want to say excuses, but...
Sounds like an excuse.
But do you know what? I basically want to... At the very least, I wanted to release something for Christmas so that it wouldn't go more than 2 years without anything going out on the feed. And on top of that, we recently launched... Do you need to cough again, Gav?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Was that just sort of a...
Clearing of the throat.
Okay, good. Feel free to cough, by the way.
I don't want to...
Just do one big cough and then hold your breath for the entire rest of the show, if you could.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, we recently launched a new initiative, I guess you could call it, on Patreon to allow listeners to help support the show and basically keep us online. And the response to that has been superb. Basically, in case you don't know, probably about a month ago, I put out some messages on social media, mainly on Facebook, just saying, look, guys, if you guys want to help keep the show online in 2019, basically, we're looking for support. And in return for that support, we've created something which is actually turned into something way cooler than I ever kind of originally had in mind. In my mind, I was thinking we'd just kind of reopen up, you know, the first few series of the show, so series 1 to 4, which have been offline for a while now, as a way of sort of saying thank you to those people that support us. But actually, as I dived into the archives, I dug out an absolute ton of shows which have just been off the feed, a combination of tapas, aftertaste, after shows, just absolutely loads of stuff. Basically, to the point now where I've put together a podcast feed of The Absolute Peach, which has 360 episodes on it.
Wow.
I can't believe that, which is absolutely insane. I mean, you could literally become psychotic from sitting there and listening to that many episodes. You might become a dangerous criminal from listening to all of those episodes. So that's a thing now, and that's called the ultimate feed. So basically now, if you want to listen to all of those shows, all you've got to do is go to Patreon, patreon.com/theabsolutepeach, and you can support us and get access to that. And the response has been awesome. People are really jumping on board. They're listening to stuff which they thought was never going to resurface again. Some shows which I even forgot that we had on the hard drive, which I've chucked up on that feed. So yeah, so check that out. I didn't actually plan on launching into a massive plug. But the reason I mention it is because we had such a good response to that. And even after 2 years of basically putting out no content, it really made me think, do you know what? There's still people out there who want to still hear from the show.
Hear your voice.
So here we are again, The Absolute Peach, minus Joe, because he's too busy. So that made me think, well, how can I do a show that people will actually want to listen to, aka not just a show where it's me talking to myself? And I was listening back to some of the old shows, and I came across one with Young Gavin on it.
Young, that's kind.
Well, it was Young Gavin back then, because as we worked out, it was what?
Seven or eight years ago. Which is incredible.
And, you know, we had some good shows back then, and I was laughing out loud. Yeah, admittedly, I was on a cocktail of drugs at the time, but you know, that aside, I still think there was something there. And I thought, well, look, let's try it. Let's just give this a go, and we'll release a Christmas special, and see how the response is. So that's that.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much.
So as we're recording this, we are now 7 days out from Christmas. I'm not feeling Christmassy at all, if I'm quite honest with you.
Are you? You say 7 days from Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Why is it when Christmas comes around, you hear people go, oh, Christmas is coming early this year, isn't it? It comes around quicker every year.
Yeah.
It literally is the one date in the year where I think, well, I mean, any date in the year, to be fair, doesn't change. It doesn't come around quicker every year. It comes at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Every single year.
Yeah.
25th of December. Yeah. No matter which of the year
it's exactly the same as people saying, I can't believe it's Thursday already. Like, really?
It was Wednesday yesterday.
Yeah. How many Thursdays have you seen in your life? And you're saying to me, I can't believe it's Thursday. Were you expecting
flabbergasted
to just skip Thursday this week or something? What do you mean? That it's one of those things that people just say.
Yeah.
Because they're desperate to just fill the void, you know, the awkward gap in conversation. Yeah. Like, it's the sort of thing that you say when you walk into work first thing in the morning and you say something like, oh, the weather outside. Oh, it's horrible out there, isn't it? And 99.8% of the time, to be quite honest with you, it's not horrible, is it? I mean, we live in the UK for a start.
That is standard.
The weather is standard. Unless you live, you know, in Scotland or something on a mountain, you are pretty much going from your house to your car to the office or whatever. Most people,
yeah.
And you're probably like, did you get blown away? Did you have to wade through, you know, 10 feet of snow?
Nope.
No. Can we calm down about
the weather? There was a grey sky and a light drizzle.
Yeah.
and the world has ended.
But even if it's pelting it, people really take... Do you find that people really... And I know that there is an actual thing called... What is it called? Seasonal affective disorder?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, but some people, they just kind of seem like their whole winter demeanor blues. Is yeah. massively altered by just how the weather is that day. And like, I tell you what, if you start... If that's a thing...
That's your attitude when you get up in the morning.
Your life... You're basically... Your fate is in the hands of complete chaos every single day. Like if you have
high
on
low
day,
pressure,
you're basically yeah,
yeah.
Talking about not feeling Christmassy, I've basically left most of my Christmas shopping to the last minute, which is what I tend to do.
Big mistake.
I did take myself off for a nice Christmas shopping trip recently, all by myself, where I went to this local shopping kind of what's it called, like a strip, basically. It's like just a one long line of shops in kind of like a complex. And I just did that thing where I went to one end and I walked in every shop and I went back and walked in every shop. And I was mainly shopping for my wife, to be honest, because that's mainly who I shop for, to be honest. We do like a secret Santa things for our families. And so we only like buy one gift.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because otherwise you just end up buying like, oh yeah, thanks, I love biscuits. Or, you know, we used to do it so that we'd meet up with our family, our kind of wider family, cousins and aunties and uncles and stuff like that. And it's just becomes the most cringeworthy thing because nobody knows you.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what you like. And so everyone's just getting the most, you know, middle of the road generic
yeah.
thing they could possibly think of that's inoffensive. And what are we doing? What am I supposed... I don't want anything from you. I literally want to just have a conversation with you and get to the end of it, you know, and do the usual cycle of things like, how's work? To be honest, well, after how's work, I'm drawing a blank. Like, if I don't know you, like, that's the first thing out of the quiver. If I don't know someone, it's like, ooh. It's what do you do for a living, which is not it's not unknown for me to have completely forgotten what all of my relatives do for a living by next year. And how's work? And after that, they ask you the same questions. After that, it's like you either have to desperately go to the toilet, go and get a drink, go and get a snack, then go and do it with somebody else.
Oh,
right?
Just forgotten something. Oh, I can't remember what I've forgotten, but I've forgotten something and I need to go and do it.
Oh, is that, what's that? Oh,
just busy. Just got to go.
Someone calling me? No, I don't think so. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Phone in my pocket, vibrating. That's phone, what it is.
The phone's on the table over there.
Ah.
Sorry.
Awkward.
Yeah, and it's just, I just can't. Can't do it.
And do you know what? One of the worst things, sorry to interrupt you.
No, please.
Is that the whole feeling of you've got to get a gift. The gift basically is, I like your Secret Santa because that way it's one present. You're probably all roughly getting around the same sort of expense. Like you say, a middle of the road, generic present.
Yeah.
But if not, and like my family, and you know, we don't do that. I'm thinking, right, well, I've got to make sure I at least spend this amount of money to make it seem like I care. Now, this gift is how much I care about you. This is what I think you're worth as a family or friend group.
Yeah.
And it's horrifying because you are desperately looking to try and prove that, oh, I don't want to get something that's... What if they get me something that's worth £20?
Yeah.
But if I only get something that's worth £15, will they in their side of their head think, oh, well, I wish I hadn't spent that extra fiver on you know, that action figure that I didn't know he wanted.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's even more awkward because the way we used to do it was, do you ever have that thing where, like aunties and uncles, you never really escape that dynamic whereby you're the kid in that kind of arrangement, even though you're like 35.
Yeah.
And so... When you're a kid growing up, of course, you're not buying presents for your aunties and uncles, but they're buying presents for you, right? And because life is just such a gradual kind of gradient, there's no point at which someone goes, congratulations, you're now an adult. I mean, okay, yeah, you reach a point at which your grandparents probably don't send you cards with like pound coins taped to the inside anymore. But apart from that, when you only see people like once a year, you tend to kind of just behave in a similar way every time. And so we were in this thing where it's like, we wouldn't have bought gifts for our aunties and uncles, but they're still buying gifts for us. But it's like, we're all adults.
Yes. So awkward.
What is happening?
So awkward.
So, do I now start buying gifts for you? But I don't know what you want. So, I mean, do I buy...
Here's a box of biscuits.
Yeah, like, there's only so much shortbread that can be exchanged in one room.
Shortbread does well at this time of year.
You know, it's not like I don't appreciate it, but I just don't... What are we doing? So someone came up with this genius idea. It was like, well, let's just do Secret Santa. Then you're only going to buy for one person. And if you get that wrong, well, who cares? I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're perfect. Winning at life.
Perfect.
Anyway, so that whole story was basically... pointless, but it serves as the backdrop for why I'm only really shopping for my wife. So you're welcome. So I'm
walking, feeling embedded in life now.
Well, this is my main objective, Gav, today, is to just enrich
improve my life,
our lives,
yep,
to one degree.
Yeah, it's working so far.
So I'm walking in and out of these shops, and the thing is, I've already bought the main things that I know she wants. And let's be honest, we're at a point now where she's more or less told me what she wants for Christmas, right? So there's no magic. There's no surprises happening here. But part of me thinking, well, if only I walk in enough shops and walk in and out of every aisle, something will jump out at me and I'll just go, oh yeah, this will solve my problem of the fact that I literally have no idea what else to buy for. Of course, that doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. You spend hours walking around in circles until you finally pick up something and you go, she's not going to like this, but there's nothing else better.
Yeah, and I can't just give her the stuff she's asked me for.
No, because then it seems inconsiderate.
Well, and it's just like it's a farce.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing's a farce though in that way, isn't it really?
But it is. It's especially a farcical if you're literally saying, can I have these things? Yeah, sure. Yes. All you're doing is like you're just got a rubbish delivery service.
You can have it in four weeks' time.
I've got Prime. I'm good. Yeah. I could have this tomorrow.
Especially when you're with somebody and you're older and you have a joint bank account where all of your money is shared. You go, oh, can you buy me this? Well, yes, because it's also your money.
Yeah.
So we're effectively just buying each other stuff out of our joint pot of money.
Yeah,
it's just bonkers.
But don't buy it out of the joint though, because then you can see what they've bought. Yeah, and then the whole cover will be blown.
Yeah, it's mental. The whole Christmas thing, I get it. It's about surprising, showing your love, and for the kids, it's great. But it's so flawed, and everybody feels pressure. The pressure to go, oh, I need to get somebody this present. I spend weeks online shopping. I spend hours and hours every evening going, oh, I don't really know what to get. You know, this so-and-so and this so-and-so. Will they like this? Oh, text the parent. Is she still into My Little Pony?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay, right, I'll think of something else.
She's 42 now.
She's only just got out of that. She's moved on. She's now into Little Mermaid. Yeah.
Mm. So... we were talking about taking kids to see Santa the other day. I don't know if you heard the other day. By the other day,
literally,
I mean
an hour ago.
Less than an hour ago. 15 minutes ago, if that. So I came across this news article the other day. Ninny News Watch.
You got 20p, mate?
Haven't pressed that button for a while.
That's beautiful.
Still as elegant as it ever was. For those of people who, maybe this is your first show, you might not know that...
You got 20p, mate?
...is the second half of...
Hey, old mate, how you doing?
You got 20p, mate?
...which is the jingle for Chav Watch. Now, this is not Chav Watch. This is News Watch. Listen carefully for the difference. Instead of this...
Hey, old mate, how you doing?
You got 20p, mate?
All right, that's a chav. The difference, and it's very subtle, but you should be able to spot it, is this. Ninny News Watch.
You got 20p, mate?
This made me sick to my actual stomach.
What is that?
Headline on the BBC. Gender neutral Santa is coming to town. When we say Santa, you probably think of an old fat guy with a bushy beard. But what if they were a woman or non-binary? Isn't everyone capable of spreading Christmas cheer?
Isn't there? But there's a Mrs. Christmas, right?
Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus, yeah, official name.
Yeah.
So, what's the beef? So well, there is multiple genders spreading Christmas cheer.
Mm.
She just doesn't get the headline. She's obviously in the back, you know, preparing the toys and
she's
stuff.
She's kicking off.
Yeah, she's getting...
out of the spotlight. I've been doing this for 500 years now. No one cares. It's all about Santa.
He's always on the Christmas card covers.
Yeah.
He's the one getting to see all the kids, scare them.
Yeah.
All right, I get her beef. She's got a point.
This is the debate that's heating up right now after a councillor in Newton Aycliffe near
not
Durham.
A real place. It's not a real place.
Exactly what I was going to say. Not a real place. And also, who cares that it's near Durham? Excuse me, where is Newton Aycliffe? I don't think this is of any relevance to this story, really, is it?
It's near Durham, which is also not a real place.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure it is. Complained last month about a woman being cast in the role of Santa in the town's Christmas parade. Aaron Chandran, the Newton Aycliffe councillor, who is against the idea of a female Santa, told the Times that the role is only appropriate for men. My understanding is that Santa Claus, otherwise called Father Christmas, oh, thanks for clarifying that, is a male role. I have no issues with a Mrs. Claus, but Santa Claus being a man is a long-held tradition accepted by the vast majority of society. Others in the council...
I feel like they've taken our last five-minute conversation, put it in writing and put it in the past. That's what's happened. We literally just said that. They're taking our story.
What do you mean?
We literally just talked about Mrs. Claus and they've just stolen it and put it on the page.
Others in the council initially disagreed with Bill Blenkinsop.
Not a real name.
Not a real name. 70. Again, I love it when they just put names. So why does he get an age?
Do you know what?
It's because Aaron Chandran didn't get an age. It didn't say Aaron Chandran, 34.
I think that's because it's a leading point, is they're trying to say, somebody of the older generation, you know, can get it. Why can't Aaron Chandran?
But for all we know, he's an older. He could be 71.
He's definitely, with that sort of name, I reckon he's 42.
What does that mean?
That's a 42-year-old name.
Think of that. With that sort of name, I think he's 42. Others in the council initially disagreed with Bill Blenkinsop, certainly not a real name. I mean, Bill Blenkinsop is exactly the sort of person who, you know, lives with Paddington Bear. Bill Blenkinsop, 70, responding, "We voted unanimously. There's nothing wrong with the Lady Santa. Does it matter who Santa is?"
Right, first point, where are they voting? Is this like a general election?
Yeah.
Or is this, you know...
I don't know.
Why are they voting?
Well, they're in a council. That's what they do, isn't it?
Oh, they sit around voting all day, yeah. That's true.
Others in the council initially... Bill Blenkinsop, 70, well, he should be retired for a start. This is all he gets to do. Like, he doesn't get invited. Like, he's on the council payroll, but it's
just
it's a nominal. But he gets wheeled in for stuff like, oh, we need someone to, you know, to chair this meeting. So what's it about? Something important? Well, yeah, pretty important, yeah.
Need a vote about squirrels in the park. Should we be allowed to have squirrels in the park?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Let's have a vote. The bins should be green. No, they should be red.
Yeah.
Just lots of votes.
Should we be allowed to talk about red squirrels and grey squirrels separately, or is that racist?
It is racist.
Don't say red or grey squirrels, just say squirrels. Squirrel
neutral. Colour neutral squirrels.
It's colour neutral squirrels, exactly. I was about to say that, couldn't get it out in time. Yeah. We voted unanimously. There's nothing wrong with the Lady Santa. Does it matter who Santa is?
Wow.
It only matters insofar as, well, what is the point in having characters at all?
Yeah, you can't make everybody a gender-neutral blob.
Yeah, let's just normalise everything. So nothing has any sharp, any like hard edges.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Blob is the perfect word.
Yeah,
everything in blobs. The world is just a blob.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, what's your name? Excuse me, I don't agree with names. I'd like you just to refer to me as human. Actually, I don't even like that. That's too specific.
That is very specific.
I actually identify as an amorphous, pool of, primordial soup.
It describes half of the country.
I occasionally adopt the form entirely voluntarily, and when the mood takes me, of a human or something resembling a human, but actually... Don't put me down for that, because it's up to me if I allow you to address me as such. My understanding is that Santa Claus, otherwise called Father Christmas, is a male role. I've already read that sentence. Good one. However, the council voted on it again a few days later, and following a debate, ended up reversing their decision, ruling that the role of Santa Claus should continue to be a male role. What I would like to know about this, Gavin, if you don't mind me saying so, is... who bestowed upon this council the authority to rule that Santa gets to continue to be a male role? Like, just on behalf of the whole of humanity.
Newton Aycliffe, made up place, has decided
that
Santa, forevermore, for the whole of planet Earth, yeah. is a male role.
And it's okay. Don't worry. We've sorted this out. We've got, who'd you get on it? Did you get old Bill? Yeah. How is old Bill? He's all right.
He's just finished having tea around Paddington's house.
Yeah, where'd you find him? Oh, it's just down the old, British Legion. He was leaning on the snooker table. He was drunk out of his mind at the time. His beard stunk of urine, but we got him in. Yes, I don't understand their seesawing response reflects changing attitudes to Santa in wider society. A recent study has claimed that 27.8% of people in the US and UK would prefer Santa to be either a woman or non-gendered. Of those, 10.6% say they want a female Santa, while 17.2% want the character to be gender neutral.
Wow.
I call shenanigans on that. I don't think that's true at all.
That is shades of when I did my dissertation and I did a questionnaire and I had 50 questionnaires and about 48 of them I filled in myself. That is what that smacks of.
Yeah.
That is old Bill Blenkinsop going, what do I want? This is what I want. Let's fill in the questionnaires.
But the thing is, you'd like to think there's at least some kind of methodology in play here, but the sample must have been small or they've picked some kind of really obscure, areas or locations to survey. There's no way this is a properly, distributed study going across all demographics. And you're telling me that 17.2% of people don't know what gender neutral means.
That's a good point.
Like, not really. It doesn't make any sense at all.
That was a 5-minute spell stood outside Poundland in the high street of Newton Aycliffe.
Yeah.
I don't know quite how they got to 17.2%.
Yeah.
Maybe one was a child.
Where is Newton Aycliffe, by the way?
It's near Durham.
Is that near Durham?
It's near Durham, yeah.
Fantastic.
I once thought my mum was a zombie.
Go on.
Right.
Right.
So.
Is this a true story?
It is actually a true story. A zombie or ghost? I was quite young, so I don't think I could really determine between a zombie and a ghost at that stage.
Right.
I was around 10.
Right. Idiot.
I didn't have The Walking Dead those days, so I was uneducated.
Yeah.
And I remember I was doing some art homework in my bed, as you do, very late, and I had a Tupperware pot of crayons, and I was drawing a wolf at the time, I remember.
I can't resist making a reference to a show that we did 8 years ago now. Were you drawing your own toys and your own action figures?
I might have been drawing my own action figures. Wow.
If you don't know, go back to the archives and listen to a show called New Boys and Paper Toys, right? In fact, you'll only get on that if you're on the Ultimate feed, so you want to check that out. But yeah, sorry, Gav, carry on.
And it's fine. So I was creating myself a new toy wolf.
So you weren't doing art homework. You were trying to cover up that you were doing art homework.
I forgot you knew about that, and now I'm embarrassed.
You were going to bring them along, actually.
Oh, I've got them in my
bag.
Still
grinding the desk.
Sorry, I am grinding. I get excited and grind.
You could at least put some clothes on.
I have got them in my bag. I'll show you later. No, I haven't got those. I don't think that'd be needed.
Go on.
And this story's not interesting. Huh? Next thing I know, I was, happily creating a toy on A4 paper, as you do. And then next thing I know, I hear a massive smash. And I wake up because I'd obviously fallen asleep and my crayons had fallen on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And I, as a 10-year-old waking up with a sudden panic, you're like looking around thinking, what the hell's going on? And suddenly I see what I thought was a zombie or ghost stood at my doorway, leering at me, thinking, it's going to eat my brains. That is definitely going to eat my brains. When actually it was my mum, completely bedraggled from the fact that she'd been woken by a crash in the middle of the night and coming to see if I was all right or not.
Wow.
And from that point onwards, I wasn't happy being around my mum for quite a few days afterwards because I thought she was going to eat my brains.
Yeah. And did she ever?
She didn't try. No. That's the end of that story.
Yeah. So she was leering at you. Does your mum often leer at you?
Well, that was the thing. That was why I thought she was a zombie or ghost. I said, oh, mum. No response.
Just standing there in silence.
Just standing there in silence. It's not like when you watch a horror film.
Something
just stood there in the doorway. And it stood still for a short period and then rushes towards the victim.
Yeah.
That was just like that.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. And I called out, I think, about 3 times. And she didn't respond. And I don't know if...
What?
Yeah. She just stood staring at me. And I don't know if she was like almost like sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And then eventually she sort of kicked into gear and responded. But freaked me out. I think about it sometimes going, that was weird.
Wake up screaming in the night.
My wife has to cuddle her grown husband crying, going, no, don't kill me, mummy.
Wow. I don't know if I ever told you this. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show. I think I probably did. I once woke up and started beating my wife with a pillow. And that was quite alarming for her.
Well, that's what you told the police anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I was asleep, really.
Yeah.
Just asleep.
What were these snooker balls doing lying around? Don't worry about it anyway.
We like playing billiards in night.
Yeah. Mental. Yeah. I don't know if you've had this thing. Like, Gav and I have both got children, right? So...
I thought you were going to say handsome looks, but I'll go with children.
Definitely not. Over the hill now.
Oh, well,
I don't know, actually. Because they do say that men age more gracefully than women. I don't know if that's universally true.
We mature like a fine wine.
I think I look a bit less gangly than I used to. Still quite gangly.
Likewise.
I'm progressing in a less gangly direction than I was. And, you know, you take what you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've both got kids. And one thing I've noticed, which is absolutely disgusts me, but it's probably because I didn't grow up with this myself, is that kids and devices like tablets and phones now, it is just becoming a real problem. And it's a problem on so many levels because, A, it's way too much fun. Like, and everyone knows
that. They all want it.
Any adult, any human who's got like 5 minutes of downtime, not any, most, your phone's coming out of your pocket. You're looking at your phone. Why? Because you have got infinite possibilities for entertainment and we've all become completely incapable of being not even bored, just, well, I think we immediately become bored very, very quickly. We're incapable of just kind of existing alone with our own thoughts.
You want instant gratification, don't you? Instant entertainment.
It's even like, I think it's even like a level deeper than that. It's like a distraction.
Yeah.
Like our thoughts are there's too much going on in our heads and it's too appealing to distract ourselves with something else rather than confront all of the stuff that's going around our head, like all our anxiety and like worries and all the stuff we're supposed to do that we're not doing because we don't want to do any of those things. Yeah. And it's created this, obviously, that, you know, human psychology hasn't really changed much over like forever, not significantly, but when things come along like these phones, which just give you that instant stimulus, it's like basically like a drug, right? It's the equivalent to like shooting up with a drug on some level, or having a shot of you know, of whiskey or something. It has like it resonates with you on such a deep level, and adults can't stop doing it. But watching kids behaving in the similar way is, I find, really troubling.
Sad.
Because they can't rationalize why they're so compelled by these things. And watching it from the outside, like, I mean, we try to limit the amount of screen time that our son has. But even having any screen time at all, it really repels me, because I think when I was a kid, well, I never had that.
No.
But guess what? 100%. If that stuff was available when I had a kid, best believe I would have been all over it. So it's not really fair. Like, it's here.
It's here, but you're right. You can't, I'm like you, I hate my daughter watching the iPad.
Yeah.
I limit it as much as I can.
Yeah.
There's times you have to do it, you know, but try and limit it, because you think there's no education. A lot of the time there's no education there. Some shows are educational, but generally they're not the ones they want to watch.
Yeah.
They want to watch mindless, oh, Bing, he's upset because he trod on a frog or something. You know,
that's a good one. That's
a classic episode.
I got that on DVD.
And there's just no, you feel like that you're not giving them anything from it. You're not letting them learn and educate. They're just sat there mindless. You ever try talking to your kid when they're watching a program?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't. No, you're like, oh, you know, Felix.
Yeah.
Felix.
No, I literally have to put my hand over the screen.
Yeah.
I literally have to put my hand over the screen. If I don't do that, I may as well. But to be honest, I've seen myself in that.
Yeah. But they're not being disobedient. They like, when you do that, you sort of take the screen away.
Yeah.
It's like they suddenly snap out of it. Oh, you're there. They get so zoned in on it.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's too scary.
Because it's hyper-stimulating. Yeah. And like, you know, when we were kids, we were watching TV. But usually you're watching TV between like the hours of 3 and, what, 4 p.m. or something?
Yes.
Like 4:30 p.m.
On one of the four channels we had available.
Yeah. So you know, at risk of sounding like an old geezer,
wow,
that's kind of, that was our, so it was self-limiting in that sense. And yeah, we had video games after a certain age, but even then, you know, my parents were like, you got an hour on, an hour off. And yep, there was a similar effect, because we used to kick off when we got taken off of those, before that pattern of like, you get an hour on, an hour off was properly established, we used to kick off.
Just one more, just five more minutes.
I never knew why. Yeah, exactly. I never really knew why, but now I understand that it's because there's nothing else that in this house that is going to be as interesting as this, you know,
tiny screen,
3-inch square or whatever, you know, 4x3-inch rectangle of infinite possibilities. That to be taken to have that and to get to the level of immersion, just like you were describing there, where like almost all others, like it's similar to like, you know, you're trying to turn left onto a busy road and someone's talking to you, right? The sound's going into your ear, but to all intents and purposes, your brain is just basically not receiving that information because you're so focused on not like dying. It's the same level of like acute concentration on this screen. And that's because there's so much going on there relative to like the rest of your room where you've got like, you know, a Lego set over there and you've got, you know, soft toys over here. Relative to that, the stimulation factor is just like exponentially a million times higher than that. So you take that away and go, no, it's time to read a book now. It's like someone...
Chaos.
You know, it's like you going from being on, you know, it's 1 a.m. and you're in a club and you're off your face and you're dancing. And then someone comes in and just injects you in the arm and you're immediately sober, just like that. And you look around yourself and go, holy crap, what the hell just happened? Yeah. It's literally like a massive, you've dropped off a cliff.
Yeah.
And no wonder they kick off, because they don't know how to even process that. No,
it's not, for that age of child as well, as the age our kid's at, they don't know how to contain emotion. It is literally on off, bang, chaos. Mm. Chaos ensues.
Yeah.
And then you feel like, oh, should I have done that? Should I just let them watch it a bit longer? Will that hurt them? You try and be a good parent, but they will not thank you for it. They will not thank you. Because they're just like, why is he ruining my entertainment? I was having fun. Why do I have to stop having fun?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all they know. That's all I know. And I don't... The whole having a device to hand... I don't know how kids get homework done nowadays. Mm. Imagine that. I mean, smartphones weren't a thing when we were at school, which is depressing. But I would have never... Now, trying to do homework, I'll be like, oh, constantly checking my phone. Because it's giving yourself that distraction.
Yeah.
When we were younger, you were sat in your room. Okay, you might have had a games console or something, maybe, potentially, but you didn't have much to distract you. So you're like, oh, I'll get on my homework then.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Now, it's just infinite, like I say, infinite possibility to not do what you really should be doing.
Yeah, that's true.
And even at work. You see people at work.
Yeah.
Adults.
Yeah.
They're sat there and thinking, been sat on Facebook for the first hour of this morning. Well done. You've just gained £20 for being on Facebook
Yeah, you're right. They don't know how to, they don't understand that you're not just being massively unreasonable and just like yanking it off of them. But you're like, yeah, like you say, you know, kids with these devices just to hand, like that's one thing I'm kind of just dead against is just giving kids these, like their own phone. Like I was at the doctor's the other day and there was these kids, they must have been between the age of like, I don't know, 7 and 10, and they all had matching devices. And honestly, they're all just like sat there completely, like their head, they had it on their lap. They were just like craned head down looking at their lap. And they were thinking,
no,
hey,
social,
you're going to have horrendous like chiropractic problems when you're an adult. And B, it's like when we were kids, we used to play. Well, if we weren't playing with each other, we were fighting. And at least if we were fighting, like if I was fighting with my siblings, I'm learning some kind of like social engagement and skills. And just devoid of that. Like you have to think, like it's not going to get any better than this. You know, fast forward 100 years, it ain't going to be. We're not going to go in the direction of
more be less
close
connected.
Social engagement.
No,
yeah,
yeah. But I'm not going to get less connected.
That's the irony. Like when we were kids, you know, like you say, it's nothing on TV. I'm going to end up doing my homework or whatever, or I'm going to make my own toys or whatever. You know, like I'm going to draw my own action figures.
But I took imagination.
If my friend's not at home, that's it. But now all my friends are home. Like, okay, I'm exaggerating, but you know, in the sense that you're online, if you want to play a game online, guess what? You've got like you know, 5 million friends.
Yeah. Well, I go around my sister's house, and her nieces are on FaceTime to their friends who live about five doors down the road all evening. I'm like, well, why are you not just going around to the house playing together? But instead, they're FaceTime with a phone next to them, both playing games separately, just talking gibberish.
Yeah.
Because they probably haven't learned how to speak, even though they're 42. But
The thing is, I think it's such an interesting time, and it's such a privileged time that we're in. Like, if you could leverage that technology in a way, like you say, it's more geared towards like educating. Because that is one regrets, like being in my 30s. This is becoming a little bit wistful.
Late 30s.
In my mid 30s still. Wow, thank mid you very to much. Late. Is that through my 20s, I do think I just like pissed a lot of my time up the wall, basically. And I could have spent a lot more of that time learning and educating myself, but I wasn't dialed into that mode of thinking. And I think, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like there is something, it's kind of an obvious thing to say, but there's something about becoming older than a certain age where you reach that point at which you go, oh, right, yeah, I'm no longer just looking forward. I'm kind of thinking, oh, where have I been? And it's only at that point that it becomes more real about the time that you could have spent doing other things. Because when you're in your 20s, or when I was in my 20s, it was all about like the moment, and it was like progressing and trying to become better in my career and blah, blah, blah. I wasn't really thinking about planning stuff. And I wasn't thinking about bettering myself so much as just looking at what was directly in front of me, like the job I was in, like the next promotion, whatever.
Always pushing forward.
And now I look back and I think, if only I'd kind of focused on trying to become a smarter person in general, rather than just always looking at the next, you know, the next project or the next promotion, and just kind of looking at all the other stuff.
I wish you'd become a smarter person.
Yeah, exactly. Then my life would be dramatically different.
But instead, you did level up a lot on Call of Duty. So you've got to weigh these things in.
Prestige probably 3 or 4 times.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that is that kind of mentality that comes so late in life. And I feel like the potential now to start planting those seeds of wanting to kind of self-educate, not just going through the school system or whatever, but actually kind of being motivated to learn. There's never been better potential for that, considering how easy it is to like create like gamified, you know, entertainment, basically. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know what you mean.
These kids don't want to do it. Like, there's so many games, educational games that I've got on my like iPad and stuff. All my son wants to do is watch YouTube. And all he wants to watch on YouTube is other children opening and playing with toys. So
that's ridiculous.
He's watching them
have fun,
play with their toys that he can't have, but he doesn't want to play with his own toys. He wants to just watch other kids. And I don't understand it.
That, and there's a lot. My brothers are very much into their gaming. And at an older level is the same thing as, you know, like, I'm going to show my age. Twiddly Twizzer. The one where they watch each other play games.
No idea. Okay. Twitch.
Twitch! That's the one.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut that segment out where you said Twiddle Twizzler, Twiddly Twizzler, and make it into some kind of jingle.
Twitch, that's the one. Twitch. Where they,
this is where every time someone says something that shows that they are completely out of touch with the current time, I'm just going to play Twiddle Twizzler, Twiddly Twizzler.
I feel so old now. I feel so old.
Love it.
Twitch, yeah, that's the one I meant, obviously. And they are spending just their whole evenings sat there watching other people complete video games.
Yep.
And I think I feel bad enough now that I spent enough time playing video games.
Yeah.
Imagine how they're going to feel in 10 years' time when they look back and go, oh, all that time sat there watching somebody else have fun, mindlessly just watching it. I just don't understand any of it.
It's huge.
It is huge.
Twitch,
and they make a lot of money.
Off the
chain. I think you mean Twizzler. But yeah.
Sorry, Twiddly Twizzler is off the chain. Like, my brother does it. He basically more or less makes a living. Like, he's a student.
What?
He pays all his bills.
No.
From being a streamer on Twitch.
That's mad.
He's
That is mad.
And it's like, wow.
But But I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it at all. Point. Why not have fun yourself? Why not try and challenge yourself in completing that level or that game rather than go, oh, I asked my brother, I said, why do you watch this? Well, I don't understand why you do it. Oh, well, you know, sometimes you don't really feel, you know, yeah, I can't be bothered to complete the game. I'll just watch them do it. And then I know they're going to complete it and I can just watch the game. Wow. Like almost like a movie.
Yeah.
Just don't understand it.
So is it then that they... So, because that's really weird. So is it almost like I can see them complete the game and so you're getting some of the satisfaction of seeing the end, but because you've put in basically no effort, it's as good as the satisfaction. It's the same like ratio of satisfaction as if you had put the effort in and you'd done it yourself.
It just can't. I mean, it's just like, lazy.
It's so lazy.
It's so lazy and just so mind numbing. And some of them, you see them, have you ever seen, it's a Mario game where people create their own levels and they watch this guy for hours and hours on end trying to complete the levels. And it's, I think it'd be bad enough if you're watching somebody play, I don't know, say Resident Evil. It's got a storyline, you know, it's a bit like a film in a way, in a game form. But they watch this guy try and complete this level and usually it's about a 10-second segment and then he dies because people have created these impossibly hard levels.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And they just watch about 45 minutes to an hour of a guy do a 10-minute segment on repeat and keep failing in different ways.
Yeah.
How is that fun?
It's compulsive.
Oh.
It's there's something chemical going on there that it can't be rationalized. Like you can't really watch that and go, yeah, I just didn't, that's just the sort of thing I enjoy. Like you've gone onto that and to a certain extent you've kind of shut down all other faculties of your brain. Yeah, and you've just gone,
this turned into my mum.
This is kind of like tickling some kind of collection of neurons at some point. And I can basically sit here completely still and expend almost no energy and receive like a net positive sense of, you know, well-being. You know what I mean? Even if it's like a 0.1% sense of like, oh, I feel better than I did when this... If I switch this off, I'd feel like 0.1% worse.
Yeah.
So I just sit here and just watch it.
I've had a eureka moment.
It's absolutely horrendous.
I think that's what my mum was doing before she came into my bedroom when I was younger.
Watching Twizzle Twiddler.
Yeah. And was so zombified, she couldn't respond.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Probably exactly what happened.
Back good in point. 19th century... England when I was a child.
All right, let's do one more news watch and I think we'll get out of here. No news watch.
You got 20p, mate.
I love just seeing the title before you talk about it because this is a surprise to me as well.
But this guy looks like a boss. Obviously, you can't see this on audio, but this guy thinks he is the absolute boss. Mm. Pensioner who feels 20 years younger cannot change age, court rules. The motivational speaker, 69, argued his body is that of a 49-year-old and he would do better on Tinder if his age was lower.
Wow.
He's 69 and he's on Tinder.
Fair play.
Well, kind of sad though, don't you think?
Well, you don't know people's situational circumstance.
Yes, I do. A pensioner who wanted to take 20 years off his official age to improve his job prospects. Fair play to him that he's actually still, you know, looking for jobs and stuff.
I'm not sure that's going to help on Tinder, but in general it might help.
It might though, because he doesn't look that old.
He doesn't. To be fair, he looks very good for a 69-year-old.
Yeah.
He looks a little bit like Thanos from the Avengers films. Do you think?
Apart from the fact that Thanos was an alien.
And purple, yeah. Other than that,
he's identical to Thanos.
If Thanos with glasses.
A, wore glasses. B, had a grey beard. C, was a human, age 69. And D, wore a suit. And E, was in the high street.
Is it Newton Aycliffe?
Near Durham.
Near Durham.
Then, yeah, he basically looks identical to Thanos.
Thank you. Proving my point.
Okay. A pensioner who wanted to take 20 years off his official age to improve his job prospects and luck on Tinder has had his request refused.
Who's refused? Who's refused his request?
I don't know, Gav. Maybe they'll tell us in this news article.
Oh, shut up.
He-Man. Emil Rattleband.
Why? What is it with all the false names? Are you just on a website which is completely made out by some person who just goes, oh, this feels like a name, Emily Rattleband, then it's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of racist, but yeah, let's roll with it. 69 said he felt 2 decades younger than he is, so went... Hang on a second.
Good writing.
Said he felt 2 decades younger than he is, so went to court last month to change his age in a case which drew worldwide attention. Did it? On Monday, a Netherlands court... On Monday, comma. Put a comma in there if you like.
That's bad writing.
You can have that one for free. On Monday, a Netherlands court... On Monday, a Netherlands court... I'm just going to read it as it's written.
I don't think you'll be taking a breath through the whole report.
On Monday, a Netherlands court rejected the motivational speaker's request, saying... They put a comma in there. Indulging yourself. Saying Mr. Rattleband is at liberty to feel 20 years younger than his real age and to act accordingly. But amending his date of birth would cause 20 years of records to vanish from the register of births, deaths, marriages and registered partnerships. This would have a variety of undesirable legal and societal implications.
Societal implications. Yeah, I can imagine the uproar in society when one man that nobody knows deletes 20 years off his birth certificate. that would bring the pound crashing on the stock market, I imagine.
Yeah, we've been paying attention to too many of the minutiae in life, I really think. Putin's coming in with some rockets. He's about to blow up the entire country.
Don't worry about it.
Hang on a second. Rattleband's round again. All right, put a hold on that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You can wait. The Dutchman had argued his request was consistent with other forms of personal transformation, which are gaining acceptance in the Netherlands and around the world, such as changing one's name or gender. He said he wanted to change his birth date from 11th of March 1940. I've just noticed that we've basically got two stories which really circulate around similar subjects. The Santa one and this one.
That's
completely
true.
Unintentional. Maybe that is just...
Good segue.
...characteristic of the time we're in.
Today's society.
Changing one's name or gender. Everything just has to be like...
Changed. Why be different?
Just don't pin anything down. You can't commit to anything. Okay? Yeah. Can we agree? No, even we can't agree. Age. We no longer agree. The word agree no longer exists. The word commits no longer exists.
We're all just going to be walking around our own little bubbles, not interacting with anybody, not accepting anybody else's status, gender, age, human form. Mm. It's just going to be... Life will be rubbish. Mm. It will be rubbish.
He said he wanted to change his birth date from 11th of March 1949 to 11th of March 1969 after his doctors told him he had the body of someone 20 years younger.
His doctor's having a laugh, isn't he? His doctor? Is that a physical doctor or like a psychologist? Because somebody's having a laugh with old Emil.
I wonder if that doctor knew the extent to which that guy... Like, you know, it's the sort of thing the doctor was just... He'd just come off of a 2-point lunch. He was like... Yeah, he's just, you know how you're just buzzed and you're like, do you know what? I'm having a good day today. He just goes, yeah, you look great, mate. You look 20 years younger. What? Sorry, did you say specifically 20 years younger to the actual day? Yeah, well, legally speaking. What? No, I'm just saying you look good for your age. Exactly how many years younger do I look? Sorry, can you just sign this thing? The entrepreneur said his legal age affected his employment opportunities as well as his love life. Yeah, you already said that. He said, when I'm 69, I'm limited. If I'm 49, then I can buy a new house, drive a different car, I can take up more work. Yeah, I get that. When I'm on Tinder and it says I'm 69, I don't get an answer. When I'm 49 with the face I have...
Wow, that's arrogant.
Arrogant.
That is really arrogant.
I will be in a luxurious position. Oh, really? Luxurious. He said he would have to give up his pension if the court ruled in his favour. Well, you'll have to give your pension up if you're trying to get a job, sunshine.
He's going to be doing himself out of money here. I don't think he's thought this through properly.
But he wants to get a job, I guess.
There's no guarantee he's going to get a job. What are his actual skills? Does anybody in this report go into what he actually does? You know, he could be down sewers all day earning tuppence, you know, an hour, you know, or a tuppenny.
Tuppence a bag.
Tuppence a bag. And I don't think being 20 years younger is going to help his cause then. Mm. But maybe just stick with your pension.
He is a motivational speaker, though, so...
Oh.
He's a motivational speaker in to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the sewers. And for anyone who's under the... For anyone who's listening and doesn't know who the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are, again, I apologize.
Oh, that can't be real. No, they came back, right? They came back 10 years ago or so. Probably about 10 years ago, so...
Yeah, but the thing is, when something like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes back, they're coming back in a world where there's like another 1,000 cartoons. True. So they just get dropped into this ocean of just like complete fleeting crap.
Yeah. Fleeting entertainment that nobody paid any attention to.
At the time, they were like one of the main ones, like Turtles, Thundercats, He-Man.
But that is, going back to our earlier conversation, indicative of the times, because we had four channels, literally.
Yeah.
Five, well, yeah, once the Spice Girls launched, Channel 5.
Yeah.
Back in 1997, unbelievable. Maybe. Yeah, and so we only had limited choice of cartoons.
Yeah.
Now, like you say, just, oh, don't really fancy that. I'll watch one of these other 700 things that are on at exactly the same time, because I have 5,000 channels to choose from.
Or spend literally 30 minutes just scrolling through thumbnails on Netflix and then going, oh, I only had like a half an hour window, so I guess I just won't watch anything.
Yep. I did that literally last night.
Absolutely sick. And that's the show.
It's good.
Thanks, Gav.
Thank you, Ben.
For being on the programme. The first The Absolute Peach for 2 years. And you couldn't, you literally couldn't tell. It was absolutely...
seamless.
Seamless. Yeah, hope you enjoyed the show. Do get in touch with us if you are new to the show, or if you're a listener from days gone by and you're happy to see us back. Say again, Gav.
Can I get in touch?
No. Podcast at theabsolutepeach.com. Check out the ultimate feed. 360 episodes of The Absolute Peach, and you can help keep the peach online. If you've been thinking, shall I get on board and support the show? I'll just wait to see if they release any new episodes. Well, Merry Christmas. Here we are. TheAbsolutePeach.com. Patreon.com/TheAbsolutePeach. See you later.
Thank you. Widdle, Twizzer, Twiddly Twizzer.